Hello, everybody. Good morning. Are you awake? You think anybody's awake?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I barely am.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that were up late. I was up last night till, I don't even know what time I went to bed.
I gave up at 4.
Yeah, I was like watching the network coverage because I wanted to know who was going to be president before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got bored and I went over and started watching a movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, because I said, I'm going to stay up and I'll make it. But it was so, it was the same thing over and over again. It was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
It was all the different networks saying, well, we're in a holding pattern as they won't declare any of these, you know, states and blah, blah, blah.
We kept it on CNN and.
Oh, it's too much.
That Corey, what's his name?
Lewandowski.
Oh, he got in a verbal fight with, I can't think of his name.
With Van Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he looks at Corey and he's like, you, sir, are being not a very nice human being right now. He was just, oh,
you are,
God,
a horrible human being.
That's what he told them.
That's what happens in elections. You know,
they were sitting right next to each other. I'm like, they're going to punch each other out.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that's how it happens. You win or you lose, you know. And if you win, you should do it gracefully. And if you lose, you should.
He was not doing it gracefully.
You should do it, you know, you should try to do it the same way. And Nikki, it doesn't surprise me because it never, ever, it doesn't go down that way. It's just
the other guy is like, my only concern is parents who have to wake up in the morning and tell their children and explain to them why. And
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but what do you do? We got no choice. You have to do it. And just, and by the way,
this was before the consent. This was before she conceded.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the bottom line with it. You can be upset. You can be upset. You could be happy. You're allowed to do that.
Because Lewandowski was having a conniption fit that she wouldn't come out and give the concession speech.
Well, she didn't have to do that. I mean, she could wait till, you know.
Because she was going to wait.
Yeah.
He's like, if it was Trump, then everybody would be throwing a fit, blah, 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 blah.
That's, you know, that's just how it is. And you try to do it and move on. And this is the main thing I want to tell everybody today, all right? And I want everybody to know this and everyone, you know, to realize this and remember this and everything else. The election was so long. It was, mm-hmm. It was almost 2 years, all right?
Mm-hmm.
2 years of campaigning, of people never shutting up, of people, you know. And it's a shame because what they should have done is just allow Obama to just, he should have, you know, we should have just let him govern for, you know, a year and a half and do the election from January. We couldn't do that. Maybe this is a lesson for all of us. Maybe this is a way for everybody to wake up, you know. And so my advice is this, all right? And this is what I wrote on Facebook last night. And I want to share it with everyone right now because I think it's very important. I think it's very important that people hear this. And here you go. Congratulations to President-elect Donald Trump. The guy ran an amazing campaign. He electrified people. He stirred people up. He made people who haven't voted ever. There were people, I read stories about people in their 80s who have never voted before, showed up and cast their ballot for Donald Trump. It's amazing because they believed in what he had to say. My hope is, and my advice to him, is don't let your people down. All right? Don't let them down. And please know, Donald Trump, you're going to be the president of everybody. That's everybody. Even the people who chose to speak very differently than you do. As one of those people, I'm willing to, I said it last night, I'll say it now. If you are willing to give me a chance, then I am willing to give you one. And we will make, maybe, we'll, and we'll try making America great again. I didn't think it was broken, but I'm willing to give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. Let's call him President Trump. Let's be respectful of one another. And that's what we'll do. Because that's how it's supposed to work in this country. And if you disagree with that, I don't know what to tell you, people. Tough. A tough titties. Because if you disagree with it, I don't know what to tell you. Because this is how, that's how it works. It's America, baby.
I think I'm going to move to Ireland.
And you know what? And you're welcome to do that. You are welcome to do that, but...
I'm going to set up a GoFundMe account.
I'm going to, you know, the people that are just, that are really upset, they're drastically upset, and I've seen this, and I've read your social media, and I've seen your emails and your texts, and, but, you know, this is how America works, man. Imagine if you felt like, you know, the people that were against Obama. And he's won the last two elections. Imagine how those people felt when it happened. It was similar to what you're feeling now. And, you know, that's you just have to get on with it. Call the man President Trump and hope that he has the best interest of everybody at heart. And we move on. That's all you could do. You just have to move on. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
The wound is still too fresh.
Yeah. And you just call the man President Trump. And I mean, you know what? And you give him hope. He doesn't take office till January, you know? There's a lot that can happen till then.
And the Electoral College.
Well, yeah, but listen, I choose to believe that some of the stuff the guy said in the election, I'm going to go with what Spanky told me. Some of the stuff he said, he didn't mean it. He was just trying to get elected. You know, and I'm going to go with that. Like I talked to Spanky about, well, what do you think about some of the horrible things he said? And Spanky, what did you tell me when I asked you that question during the campaign?
Oh, I told you. It was horrible. I mean, I admitted it. But I think he was just saying it to get even and to kick her in the head.
And, yeah, just to get elected. And
I mean, he did whatever means it was to win.
To win, yeah. He ran a campaign to win. Now, that's what it took. He won, and so now we move on. By the way, one thing I did see that I have to say, I saw a lot of people saying, good, now he can throw her in prison. He's not going to throw her.
That's disgusting.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, Donald Trump, he's not going to put her in prison. Number one, he can't. But number two, even if he could, he's not going to do that.
They're chanting, lock her up while waiting for him.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, but everybody has supporters like that, you know. And if you're a liberal person, you move on. The thing that gets me is I see these liberal people, like especially in these really close states, you know? Mm-hmm. I see these liberal people like apologizing because they made their protest votes. They're like, I made my protest vote, blah, blah, blah. Listen, this is what regret feels like. Next time, maybe you should reconsider doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, it was a very close race. However, the numbers, you know, it was a very, stay with me when I say this. It was a very close race, but not really. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were counting it down, and it really seemed like, man, God, they're only being separated by so many votes. They were separated by so many votes, but when it's all said and done, if you look at the electoral votes, that he got as compared to Clinton, it's a lot more. So as close as it seemed when we were watching last night, watching returns, as it turned out, it really wasn't as close. He ended up with, he went well over the 270.
Yeah, I did.
And some of the states, now, I do know that some, I heard this last night, and I don't know because I haven't seen it this morning yet, but some places had automatic recounts put in and just would have been a huge pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. And I think Hillary Clinton has just said, screw it, you know, it's over. And said, hey, we don't want to go through it, because basically they go through it and it would end up being exactly what it is now, you know, like we still don't even know who won Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. We don't know who won Michigan.
It doesn't matter though.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter. And I know there are places that are close, and I agree with Hillary Clinton. Let's move on. We gotta move on. And I'll tell you, a bunch of people whose candidate lost bitching about it does nothing for us. All right? And there's a bunch of, like, sad, if you go on the internet and you look, it's like, there's a bunch of sad, I mean, there's a lot of angry and sad people who are liberal. Well, I just think that, that's not, liberalism has nothing to do with crying and whining when you lose. That's my opinion of liberalism.
What I was seeing on my page was an awful lot of rubbing your nose in it.
Well, that happens in everything. That happens everywhere.
It was some horrible stuff, though.
But don't take it personally.
It was pissing me off.
Nikki, nobody... nobody...
It was.
Just because someone supported...
Just be civil about it.
Just because they supported Trump doesn't mean they didn't like you. You know? It just doesn't... You know, it just doesn't go that way. And you move on.
I'm not rubbing it in.
Yeah, no one that I know that voted for Donald Trump voted for him because they're like, I'm going to show that Ray Lytle. No one that I know.
I didn't even text you at 2:30 this morning.
And by the way, if someone were to do that, that's frightening that they would, you know, on one hand. But on the other hand, my ego would love it. my ego would be thrilled with someone, you know, still thinking about me. I mean, wow. It'd be kind of cool, but nobody's doing that. All right. Nobody is. Nobody voted just to piss you off. It's just like when I voted for. I'll go back to what I said earlier. When I voted for Barack Obama, I didn't vote for him saying, I'm going to show all those people who said blah, blah, blah. No, I voted for him because I believed in what he has to do. You know, what he said, what he was going to do. I believed in all that. So I know that I had no maliciousness in my heart. So why would I think that the people who voted for Trump now, and why would I suddenly feel that way about them? So that's what we do. You move on. You get on with it. That's how life is. It's how politics are. We hope that we can come together. Now, the one thing I did not agree with is everybody making the. It's so strange. Everybody was making the elections rigged. Do you still feel the elections rigged? Spanky,
he was the one touting that, not me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Not. Do you still believe it was rigged?
I never believed it in the first place.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people on the side of Trump. Of course they don't. Now they don't, you know, because it wasn't rigged.
It never was rigged.
Yeah. So that's another one of those things that was put out there that was bullshit. So, you know, And people were angry, and
I think it was just another one of his that he used it for hype to get people wound up.
Yeah. Now, well, but the people that still believe it are going to be his problem, not mine. You know, because
ain't gonna be my problem.
Listen, he's not going to build a wall. He's not going to build it. He has no intention of building that wall. He's just not. He's gonna look at it. He's gonna do exactly what Obama and Bush and Clinton. He's gonna look at it just like they did, and he's gonna say, "What it cost? How much?" They're gonna say, "Well, yeah, we can build, but it's gonna cost this." He's gonna go, "Oh no, f that. We're not doing that." You know, and hopefully people won't be too angry. Because I will say that everything he said, not all of it's going to come true. You know? He's not going to throw Hillary Clinton in jail. He's not going to build the wall. He's just not. If he does, now he could do what other presidents wanted to do, but couldn't get the money for it. He could put up temporary walls and, you know, he could put up some temporary stuff, which would help and would make some people happy. But if his supporters, the people who really supported him, if they start immediately jumping down the guy's throat for not doing some of these things that are promised, we're just going to end up right back in the same boat, you know?
Exactly.
So the hope is now that the people that really support him, the people that really believed in what he was saying, is that they will give the guy a break when he can't do things that he said he was going to do. You know, one of the reasons I voted for Obama was I wanted out of that stupid war. I wanted us to close Guantanamo. There were things that I wanted done. And a lot of it, he certainly didn't do it immediately. He went in after saying, "We're going to pull everybody out, blah, blah, blah." Guess what? It didn't happen. We had to wait for him to do that. And then we had to wait, you know, for Guantanamo. And it's still freaking open.
Right.
Guantanamo Bay is still open. So you're not going to get everything you wanted. And you got to be cool with it, you know. You got to realize that the guy that you had hope for when you voted for him yesterday, you've got to have faith that the reason he's not doing some of the things that he promised is not because he's a bullshitter, and it's because now that he has knowledge he didn't have before the election, that something has come up, and he has seen it, and he realized, okay, that's why they didn't do that. Because when I was complaining about, you know, Obama not closing Guantanamo Bay, when I was making that complaint, I was saying, why hasn't he closed it? He said he's going to close it. I voted for him because obviously there's a reason he didn't close it. Obviously someone told him something or showed him something or he found something out that made him go, oh, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. That's what happens, you know. So you can't sit around crying. You have to move on. Just listen, I'm going to move on. Just like I said on Facebook. President-elect Trump, I'm hoping, will do a fantastic job. That's all you do. That's all you do, people. And we'll be fine. And just like every president before him, if he does something stupid, we'll make fun of him. You know? When he does something good, you will come together and be proud of him. All right?
Right.
That's all you can do, crying and bitching and fetching and moaning. And none of that is going to change the outcome, so you might as well get comfortable with it as soon as possible. I can guarantee you this, just like President Obama, there will be a time, even if you did not vote for this man, there will be a time when you will be proud to be an American. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who did not vote for President Obama But there were still, there's people out there. I can tell you this. When they killed Osama bin Laden, it was under his watch. And every single American, there weren't people out there saying, I refuse to believe it because this colored president. No, those people were, they were happy. They were proud to be American, you know. And that's just one of the many, there were several times during the Obama presidency where everyone was happy. Everyone was thrilled. It didn't matter who the president was. And I guarantee you that there will come a time during President Trump's presidential run. There will come a time during that when you will be proud of him and proud of the country and proud of the presidency. I mean, it will happen. Because that's how it works. So anybody out there freaking out, and the people who really support the guy, you're going to love it. You'll love it. And you know what? Here's what gets me out. I noticed this last night. The people who, and I didn't realize it was the divide was this great, but the people who really, really liked Obama, when he won, there were some people that were very disillusioned. And they were very sad. They were very sad because of it. And they also happened to be people that really, really liked Donald Trump. Well, now they're going to get to experience what you experienced, you know, 8 years ago. They're going to get to experience it. And, you know, that's something you got to show empathy for that. I remember how good I felt when President Obama won in 2008. Even though the country was going to hell, you know, the economy had just collapsed. You know, the mortgage crisis came in and all those things were happening. But I didn't care. All I cared about was that my candidate had won, and we wanted to give him a chance. And finally, in January, he got that chance. Well, now people, you get to experience what the people who really didn't like Obama experienced. And guess what? We still survived as a country. So you'll be fine. I see a lot of people saying, oh, I want to run to Canada, or I want to run to, I saw Costa Rica.
Ireland.
Yeah, why would you want to go to Ireland? Oh, my God. Weather's horrible.
Beautiful.
It's blustery cold there all the time, isn't it?
I don't know.
Except for like a month out of the summer. Of course, I don't know. With climate change, who knows? Costa Rica's beautiful. I mean, that's gorgeous down there. But to say you want to live there, no. We're going to be fine here. And you'll find that President Trump is, when it's all said and done, President Trump will be similar to President Obama and to President Bush and to President Clinton and President, you know, that's just how it's going to be. The power of running this country is so much more than anyone who runs, okay? And it's also so much more than any of us supporting that person or not supporting that person can imagine. And it seems very humbling. Like, for those of you that are like, I don't like that Trump, he's so cocky, blah, blah, blah. Trust me, he's in for a humbling. That's what running this country does. But like I said earlier, he will now be the president of everyone. Even if you didn't vote for him, he's your president. And you've got to hope that he takes some, that he gives some time to being your president. And it might take a while because he's going to definitely, you know, he's got to pay back the people that really supported him first. But it may take some time, but he'll be your president too. And when he finally starts looking out for everyone, will hopefully also be at some point feeling proud to be an American. And I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't even be surprised if at one point you end up feeling proud for President Trump. Because that's how America is, man. That's how it works. America's a large country with people with different ideas. That's what makes up our country. And we just have to get over it. You got to get over it. So I see a lot of people that are really upset, you know, and it's sad you feel that way. But trust me, anybody who's listened to the show or anybody who's listened to me over the last 10 years or so, you know that I am I'm a very liberal person. But I was a liberal person when President Bush was elected. I was a liberal person when, you know, I was a liberal person back in the day when Ronald Reagan got elected. And we're fine. We're still here. And I was thinking about this. I said, well, I guess we'll be back to what we had with President Bush. We had a Republican. And I started thinking, well, you know what? When we had a Republican in office, I made a ton of money. You know? I was making a lot of money. Times were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And as much as I liked Obama, you know, I look at how much money I was pulling in when he was elected. And I know how much I was pulling in now. So we move on. Keep our fingers crossed. And hopefully it'll turn out good. There's nothing else you can do. And I really hope that there's not a bunch of whining. I don't want any more Al Gore stuff going on, you know. He won. It's over. Boom. We move on. All right? And Nikki, anything to say?
Mm-mm.
Are you still upset?
I will be for a while.
All right. But you do understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Spanky, are you still upset? I know you're a big Hillary Clinton supporter.
Oh, yeah, I was a big Hillary Clinton supporter. I shed so many tears. I was like that one lady on TV. I laid on the floor in a fetal position and cried.
Oh, really? Where was that at? There was a woman.
I don't know. It was on CNN or something. Yeah. She was in the floor just flailing like a carp out of water.
Well, there are, you know, yeah, there's going to be people like that. They're saying that
Hillary. And I mean, like.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Spike.
Like I said, I was from the get-go Trump.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not upset. I mean, I would have been upset if he would have lost, but it would have been over by this morning.
Yeah. You weren't an Obama fan, though.
No.
Was your life horrible over the last, you know, 7.5 years?
No.
Okay. And that's what I can tell people who are not Trump fans. As a president in office, you don't like the president. So what? Your life's not going to be horrible. We have a system that's set up to where just whoever the president is can't affect. They just can't affect you that much, you know. They just can't affect you.
But I'm not going to gloat about it. I mean, Nikki, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I actually like that a lot. I like that a lot, Spank. You see, there's no need to gloat. There's just no need to gloat.
No, it happened.
Yeah. So we move on. We just move on. That's how America works. You move on. You got President Trump. And you know what? You hope and you pray for the president. And I know it seems that there are a lot of people overseas that are unhappy. You know, they're very unhappy. And hopefully they'll come around and realize, you know, hopefully they'll come around and realize that, give the guy a chance, you know. Give the guy a chance. And hopefully this president, I don't think he is. Hopefully this president is not the least bit vindictive and he just wants to run the country. You know. And that's what you move on. Did you hear any of his victory rally stuff? Did you hear any of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to listen because this was very late last night. All right. He was talking about being the president, being the president elect. And so give it a listen. Hopefully this will make some of you, you know.
Donald Trump, he's walking up right now. You see him right there. He's going to be speaking momentarily. He's got his wife there. History has been made. Jake, this is a moment a lot of people are going to remember.
Well, the first time in the history of this country that somebody who has never held any job in government or the military being elected to the presidency, he is going to be moving from Fifth Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. I think it's a moment that a lot of people in his inner circle did not even think would ever happen, but it was a decisive win. There are still outstanding states that we haven't even called yet, but because his win was so overwhelming, we're calling it right now.
He's there with his wife, Melania, his son, Darren. He's going up to the microphones. He's going to be having a victory speech. I assume he'll mention the phone call he received just a little while ago from Hillary Clinton, in which she conceded. She congratulated him on becoming president-elect of the United States. Dana, this is a moment few anticipated.
Except if your name is Donald J. Trump, who said Brexit plus plus, and we'll analyze the results, but that looks like that's exactly what this is right now. So many things to look at and think about in what the new Trump-led world here in Washington is going to be like. A Donald Trump governing, a Donald Trump taking over the institutions that he called rigged so many times.
And here he comes to the microphone. Donald Trump is going to speak.
Now, I want to tell you, this is the point where he could have said, I told you that I was going to win. I won. You all suck. You know what I mean? That's where he could have done this. But did he do that? Did he do that?
USA! USA! Thank you. USA! Thank you very much, everybody. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated. Thank you very much. I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
See, that doesn't sound like someone who's going to throw her in jail. So I'm saying, you people out there that are under the impression he's somehow going to throw Hillary Clinton in jail, that does not sound like he's preparing to do that. All right?
Listen now up. It's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country. As I've said from the beginning, ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will. Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing the American dream. I've spent my entire life in business, looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people all over the world. That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
So there you go. There was, you know, and that's the speech the guy gave. He could have gone out and gloated. You know, there could have been some major gloating. He didn't do it. He chose not to do it. And so those of you who didn't vote for him, those of you who right now feel like, oh my, because, I mean, man, you know there are people out there that said some really bad stuff about the guy. And, you know, those people, you know, the first two words they said when they heard he won was, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got to get over it. You got to get over it, all right? And you move on. You move on. That's how we do it. And that did not sound like he was gloating to me. And the guy's our president. What do we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? So anyway. Anyway, there you go. So hopefully people have settled down with this thought that we're all going to hell and blah, blah, blah. We move on. And I vowed win or lose, I support the leader of this country. And I will support President-elect Trump, you know, when he takes office, you know, we support him. All right? So there you go, everyone. The phone number is 814-0332 if you need that phone number. We will gladly take your phone call. We'll do it. All right. Let's see. I'm getting messages here, and I got a couple long ones here. I don't have time to read all the long ones. I'll get to it. I promise later today. And we, I just want to focus back on doing comedy, you know. I'll tell you what, I am hopeful that we don't have to do, now that it's over, we don't have to do politics so much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, if President Trump screws up, we'll be on his ass so quick with jokes, you know. His head will spin. Just like we were with Obama, just like we were with Hillary Clinton, just like with everybody else. Because as a comedian, that's my first priority, is making people laugh, okay? And, you know, and whether we are going to give him a chance of respect or not, he's still got that hair, so, you know.
You betcha.
He's still got that hair, man. So, you know, there's still plenty of stuff to talk about. Still plenty of things to talk about.
He's got that wonderful orange spray on tan.
Yes, with President-elect Trump, all right? Still plenty of things to discuss and wonder about. All right? All right. There we go.
And now, I do want you to know, guys, that I'm not in gloating on the outside. I went out this morning at 5 and took my signs down.
Oh, really? The ones that were in your yard and stuff?
Hanging in my garage now.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do?
It's over.
Yeah, you won and you move on. That's how it works. The one thing I don't want, and I talked about this earlier with the people that were having second thoughts and hating themselves because they wanted to vote a third party candidate. You know what I mean? To make their point about Hillary Clinton needs to learn, blah blah blah. She didn't learn anything. There's nothing to be learned from your third party vote. And they're saying, if I could take it back, well, it's too late, people. It's too late. you know, be prideful of who you voted for and why you voted for them. I happen to think that everybody that was saying, well, this is a lesser of two. No, I think lesser of two evils is bullshit. You know, mm-hmm. you vote for who closest resembles the America that you want to live in. This is bullshit of lesser of two evils. I never liked that. I never liked it. Still don't. And 4 years from now, whether it's President Trump running for re-election or two new people or whoever, I hope that you remember. I hope you remember that stuff 4 years from now. All right, because that's how it works. Anyway, congrats to President-elect Trump. And there you go. If anybody wants to say anything about it, of course, you're more than welcome, and we'll move on. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know poor Nikki is. I know Nikki's having a rough time with this.
Nikki has a concussion, sorry. Yeah.
How did you get a concussion?
Because I'm stupid.
You gotta watch those headboards.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a headboard. Was it the bottom? I was getting into my car.
Was it the bottom of a desk?
Car?
I was getting into my car.
Get into your car? Mm-hmm. How the hell did you hit your head getting into your car?
The top part of the door. Full force slammed my head into it.
Wait a minute. You slammed your head into your...
While I was getting into the car.
Why would you slam your...
I didn't do it on purpose.
Why would you slam the door if your head's not inside?
No, the door was open.
Yeah.
I was getting into the car.
Yes.
And the top part of the roof...
Yeah, we're aware. We're aware of what you did. We're just wondering why you would do that.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I don't even know.
But
as soon as I did it, I felt squishiness on the opposite side, like something hit the inside of my skull.
Oh my god!
And I went to the ER last night, and I've got a concussion.
I have one question for you, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
I don't know if I can answer it right now.
How long have you owned this car?
This is the second time with this car.
But how many times have you got in and out of this car in your lifetime?
Wait a second. Let's back up. What was it you just said?
I think it's the second time with this car, or it's one time with this car and one time with the last car.
You're saying that you have gotten a concussion before
mm-hmm.
by doing this. Oh, my God.
Oh. I've also given myself two concussions doing dishes.
What the?
Because I leave the cabinet doors open when I'm putting the dishes away.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I go to stand up from getting the stuff out
Bam.
Of the dishwasher,
yeah.
I hit it hard enough that I give myself a concussion.
Oh, my God.
I go to the doctor every time, and they're like, yep, you've got a concussion.
Here's your rules of concussions. Oh, Nikki.
You know, we're going to have to get a GoFundMe page to buy you a helmet.
Nikki, yeah. You've done this thing with the car before?
Yeah. I don't do it on purpose.
So you're saying you start shutting the door to your car before you're all the way in?
No, it's as I'm going to sit down in the seat full force and I go to drop my butt into the seat, my head slams against the roof of the car.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were shutting the door.
No,
and your head was
open.
Spanky, isn't that what you got from it too?
I thought at first, I thought, why is she slamming her
That's
head
what
in the
I
door?
Thought. Yeah, what in the hell is she?
I have gotten my boob stuck in the door before.
No. Well, I can understand that.
Yeah. Those big old knobbers out of the way.
I couldn't get my boob out.
How in the world?
Oh.
How do you get your boobs?
That's when I had my Camaro.
I'd like to have been the rescue squad on that one.
Well, how? No. I don't even know how that would happen.
I don't know.
She's having a bad day.
Well, you are. So you got a concussion getting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go to the emergency room last night. How was that?
I was bitchy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, what special things happened? You know,
Nothing.
What things were out of the ordinary?
Nothing.
Oh, boy. Well, we're sorry to hear that. Good Lord. So now you'll be, you know, your everyday things that you do are going to be different. You'll feel worthless.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on slow mode.
Oh, boy. Nikki.
My head still hurts.
I bet.
You don't masturbate after concussions.
No. Don't do anything.
Well, that's good. So you probably saved yourself a half hour last night. You know.
I don't need to.
Oh. Well, you don't need to masturbate anymore? Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a man that's coming over to take care of you or a woman coming over to take care
Maybe
of you?
A couple of them.
Ooh. Really? Wait a minute. A guy or a girl? Who you got coming over? A
couple guys, maybe.
When is this happening? You see, this is what the presidential election got in the way of. Us finding out good stuff like this. Who are these guys and when did they start coming over?
I don't know. Ow.
So you're, and you've been engaging?
A little here and there.
In these activities with the, not at the same time, huh?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been hot. I mean.
I do have a hickey.
A hickey?
He does back in like grade school.
I know.
Yeah, how do you have a hickey?
You don't, you've never had a hickey? You don't know how it works?
No. I'm saying how do you as an adult have, no, I've had hickeys when I was in like high school.
The throes of passion.
By the way, I do not like hickeys. I had.
It's a little one.
When I was in high school.
Baby hickey.
When I was in high school, I went on a more than one girl where I went out. We were like making out in the backseat of a car, and I ended up with a hickey. And
it wasn't put there on purpose.
I did not take that well. Like for me, that was immediate. Okay, I'm no longer going to see this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's so embarrassing.
Well, it's not anywhere where it can be seen. It's like kind of on my collarbone.
I want you to think about hickeys. When you were growing up.
It was tagging somebody.
And you saw like, a bunch of people.
And then I got in my bar days and I'd have one. And like in the women's bathroom, and they're like, damn, it must have been good.
I tell you what, I go back to high school and I think of the people that would walk around with these giant hickeys. Mm-hmm. And I always thought so little of them. I thought, oh my God.
This was an accident.
I just don't get it. I don't understand hickeys. I really don't. I would be so...
I loved him when
this
I was...
This one girl... That, oh, my God, she gave me hickeys. I was so upset. I'm like, what are you doing?
Feels good.
Now I got to walk around looking like white trash with big hickeys all over my neck.
Like somebody punched me in the throat.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Never... And if my daughter came home with hickeys, I would so... I mean, I would go nuts on her. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
I think the most I ever had at once was 15.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Spanky.
Even Spanky was appalled by it. You're what,
don't
with
make
fifth,
me laugh too hard.
Who's taking the time to put that many hickeys on you?
Oh, I was going out with somebody.
Yeah, but 15 hickeys?
Did you ever take them to dinner?
Yeah. Good Lord. What
they were that damn hungry, buy them a hamburger.
What'd you do? Just
good God.
I mean, how long does it take to put 15 hickeys on somebody's neck?
It's not. It wasn't just on my neck.
Oh.
Like on my shoulders.
Oh, your shoulders.
My chest.
Who's sucking on your shoulders?
It was in high school.
Well, even in high school.
Somebody didn't know their way around a body.
Yeah.
It felt good.
In high school, I never
chewing even, on everything but what he's supposed to be chewing on.
I've gone through life and I've never had anyone suck on my shoulders. It just didn't happen.
Mm.
Shoulder sucking.
Ooh. Feels good.
Oh, the hickey monster. Oh, Nikki. Yeah, I hated hickeys, man.
I loved them.
Oh, I thought they were so just trashy, you know. And I got.
I don't like looking at them, but in the process of getting them, it feels good.
Ugh, it seems like a. It just like I like the ones that I would get. All accidental, like I'd be making out with a girl.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of move around and kiss her neck and move up to her ear or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she would, you know, kiss my neck, but that's what it felt like—just kissing it. Mm-hmm. But she was also sucking on the neck too.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple times when I felt and realized they were doing it, I'm like, whoa, hey, no, 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 hickeys. I don't want, you know. Because I was already coming from an area that I had to, you know, you got to look certain ways. You can't look, you know. I didn't want to make myself look trashy. I already had enough bad things going for me. You know, I was fat. I was fat and brown and poor. The last thing I need is hickeys. Come on. And you could tell when someone's trying to lay a really big hickey on you, you could tell.
Yeah, because it kind of hurts.
Yeah. So why would you let someone, how does someone put 15 on? Oh, I didn't even know how it happened. I wouldn't even, I don't even know.
It wasn't just in one night.
It'd be boring just laying there too, by the way.
Who said I was just laying
there? I don't know what you're doing. When did you first start allowing cunnilingus on your person?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, was that long ago?
Right, I want...
I didn't let guys do it. I would.
Lord.
Really, when did you finally start?
I probably started enjoying it enough to let people do it in my, 1920.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, man, no. I dated girls that were, 15. And they were like, have fun.
That was the first time it ever happened. I'm like, ew.
Oh, man. I dated.
What are you doing to me?
Several girls. I wouldn't even say I was going out with them, but just that I hooked up with. Okay. When I was in high school, several girls were like, yeah, go for it. Spanky, what do you remember?
Like, yeah.
How old were the girls?
I come home with one, and I remember my father.
No, no, I'm not talking about hickeys. I'm not,
my ass out.
I'm not talking about hickeys. I'm talking about when did girls
when you first go down?
Yeah, when girls you dated. When did they allow you to go down on them?
Oh, probably late 15, early 16.
Yeah.
Oh, I was not into it then.
That seems about right. That seems to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, ew, I pee down there.
Oh.
Took a little carpet ride.
Oh, so you were afraid of not being clean?
I was just the whole thought of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, these weren't even girls that were like my girlfriend. Like, there was a couple of girls whenever my buddies were like, hey, I'm taking my girlfriend to this. I need a double date. You want to go? And be like, hold on. Yeah, let me call one of these. You know, like, there were girls that were just friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And I'd call them, and that's who I'd go. And, you know, the end of the night, even though we were just friends, you still got to do something, you know. Right? You're in a car with somebody, and, you know, they're going out in the front seat. You want to go out in the back. You're not going to sit there and watch them like a pervert.
Right.
And so there were girls I knew, and we'd hook up, and one thing lead to another. Maybe it's because we didn't have that, you know, like we wouldn't have that really close feeling with them.
Right.
There was enough of a attraction. They were like, you know, we've talked before about the, you know, the F buddies.
Yeah.
They were like that. So, you know, do your business in the back seat. And oh, here's something different. We'll do this, you know. Because if they were gonna do me first, then they would do me. Then it's over. Then I don't want to do anything else.
Right.
I mean, I'll admit it. I'd be like, yeah, we're done. And then what? You know. So I would always, and I knew that. So I'd hold that off till the last thing.
I hated doing that.
Oh, you didn't like. So you didn't like. You didn't like receiving
anything
or giving.
Do anything down there.
Good Lord. But you've told us before that you started having sex when you were young.
I know, but I didn't like doing that.
Oh. Yeah, no, I remember doing that pretty young.
I was probably about 16, 17.
I'll tell you what.
I didn't start like doing it.
When you started taking care of guys, you were that.
20s and 30s.
But you did it when you were 16, 17.
Yeah.
When did you get good at it? Or do you feel like you're good at it?
I'm excellent at it.
Yeah, so when did that happen?
I can make guys that don't do it, do it.
Oh, good Lord. I'm saying what guys don't accept BJs?
What?
No, that can't come from it.
Oh, every, don't believe that. Every guy.
No, there are guys out there that can't. Because other girls have tried.
Oh, there are guys out there that say they can. Yeah, there are,
I can't.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in hell anybody can make me.
Yeah, Spanky gets it.
It's not a challenge.
Is there a challenge? Come on over, young lady.
Yeah, I played that game before. Oh, nobody.
I got a helmet here for you can put on your head.
Oh, nobody makes me come from doing that.
I've also made a guy do it twice.
There are girls out there that love that line, you know.
I've made a guy have a double orgasm.
While you were doing that?
Mm-hmm. He came, and about 30 seconds later, he came again.
And then you never stopped?
Four loads. Huh?
And you never... and you never stopped?
Nope. But
you really can't... Oh, man, I don't... Yeah. No, when that happens to me, you know... I have
to leave you alone.
Well, I mean, I don't. Yeah, yeah. I don't. You know, I'm not going to allow that. It's like, oh, you know, give me a break here. Because that would be. I can't even imagine. I don't think
that was the ultimate feel good when he did that.
You are something else with this. What, you felt good because he?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, has that ever happened before? He's like, no.
Oh.
He could, like, barely move.
No, I've done it. Now, listen, I've had sex before where, and I wish I could get it back when I was younger, where I'd finish, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I could start right back up again.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've done that, but never, you know.
No, this was two orgasms within 30 seconds.
That's insane. With me, the second time I would go.
And I had to look it up on the internet to make sure something wasn't wrong with them.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it happens. It's rare, but it happens.
No, I had a, when I was younger, I would always, like I'd have a, Spanky, you probably know this. I'd have a strategy to hook up with, you know, the girl and get that first one out of the way, you know? And then
the second one lasts longer.
Yeah, and then immediately get the second one, and the second one lasts forever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the first, there was one girl I dated, I had, you know, we had to use condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Although I always pulled out before I, you know, finished anyway. But, yeah, so we'd go at it, all right? And then I'd finish, and I would immediately spring back up again to go again. And the second one pretty much lasted as long as I wanted it to last. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like once the first one was done, the second one would go, you know, the second one would go for as long as you needed it to go. And then whenever you could pretty much excite yourself to finish whenever you wanted. I mean, the second one was awesome. Now, unfortunately, as you get older, that's what leaves you, you know, is the ability to, right? Spanky, is any of this incorrect?
Oh, you're correct, because now you get done, it's like, just give me a ham sandwich and a beer. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Give me a pillow. Just let me lay down for at least 6 hours.
Yeah, no, I remember those days when I was young, you know, that first one, you know. Goes quick. And the second one, that's the one that you take some time. And like maybe you watch a porno or something, or you figure out some new position. Or, you know what I mean? There's something you want to try. Well, as soon as you finish the first time, then you get into trying all that stuff. You know. The problem that I would have is there were girls that... would ask me to stop before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it takes for freaking ever.
Yeah, well, no, you're having fun. Like, now, don't get me wrong. There were girls that, I'm not saying that I was so good, she'd get sore before. No, no, no. You'd want to keep the excitement going. You know, you don't want to hinder anybody. But there were some people, some girls just were oversensitive, you know. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, they could handle it too. And you just, there's a lot of fun in that one. But then when you start getting old, all right, when you start aging, that second one leaves you. you know? So when you're married and stuff, it's like the, you know, it's like the worst. It's like a surprise you get when, I don't even know what age it happens. Sometime in the 30s, you know. I remember like going from, you know, going from being able to do whatever to not being able to. It seemed to happen in the 30s, you know. But now, hey, you get enough, you get some alcohol in me and who knows. Who knows what could happen? Nikki, I'm getting messages now for you from listeners.
Oh, good God. So, I'm not dating listeners.
This is for Nikki. It says, Nikki, I can only talk from personal experience. No woman has ever given me oral gratification and had me reach extreme pleasure. Not even one. Many have tried. Many have failed. It might be me. That's from TJ.
Uh-huh.
So he's letting you know. You know, in case you want to try that out.
No. No listeners.
Rage wants to know if you will give, if you will blow him and then lend him some money.
No.
Yeah. If anybody who's listened to the show for 10 years, Rage getting blown and then being, then borrowing money seems to be a continuing thing on the show. So there you go. There's some people that say they haven't, they've never achieved from that. Never achieved. Orgasmic conclusion, Nikki. From
such a sad, sad story.
Yeah. Yep.
About shed a tear.
Yeah. But the first thing that leaves you is that ability to do the second one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be sad for girls when they, I don't know, maybe they're happy, but. When you get married anyway, you seem to be happy with the one, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I, you know, but the two is nice. Go, like my wife and I told you before, we get a room when we get a room. We were going to get one for my birthday last month, and we had to cancel it. Did I tell you that I canceled it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would have tried. I do try. When we get the room, I always try to, you know. I try to get things going. Try to break my own records, but no, I'm still we did not get a chance to go to a room last time, so oh well, maybe before I get too old we can try again.
Speaking of all that, Ray,
or I could put my head in the car door and just have her slam it.
There you go. Get a concussion.
You're right, Ed Spanky.
We do have Wednesday morning porn.
We do have, first, let me, and I want to get into that, and I'll,
since we happen to be on that subject.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll say Wednesday morning porn is brought to you by K&S Cleaning Service. I bet they're happy to be sponsoring. No.
Oh, I bet they're thrilled.
I do want to take a second to remind everybody to get, you know, to help share. Remember, we want you to share the K&S Cleaning Service post to let people know about winning a free cleaning for the person you're most thankful for. It's coming up on the 17th, November 17th. The Morning Disaster is going to send a message to one lucky person who has shared the Facebook post. If you then call the show within 5 minutes, because what's going to happen is we're going to take all the people who've shared, we're going to pick one, and then we are going to say their name on the air and send them a message and let them know that they have so many minutes to call us back. If they call us back on the 17th, within 5 minutes, you will win the grand prize. And that is you picking a cleaning for someone that you are thankful for. And it might be yourself. Maybe you're thankful for yourself. And the experts, cleaning experts at K&S Cleaning Service, will show up and get it all cleaned for you, get it ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen, living room, any other entertainment areas to prepare you for the holidays. All right? All you got to do is share a Facebook post. Share that Facebook post, and there you go. You will be the person that wins this fantastic prize. All right? If your name is picked.
Can you imagine getting that right at holiday time?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty
for your mom or your wife or your family.
I'm going to tell you this: the secondary prizes. Okay, listen to this. What a great runner up prize we have: a basket with cleaning supplies, towel, sponges, lotto tickets, and one free general cleaning. How about that?
Nothing wrong with that.
You could take that basket, turn around, hand it, you know, if you feel like it. All right. So not bad. That's K&S Cleaning Service. They provide a thorough cleaning at affordable prices. Call them today, 556-8915. That's 556-8915. K&S Cleaning Service. And if you have not shared yet on your Facebook page, if you have not shared the K&S post, I will repost that again today on the Morning Disaster page for you to send it out, okay? That is K&S Cleaning Service, 556-8915. All right, Spanky, it's time for Wednesday morning. It's time for satellite TV porn.
I just thought while we were on the subjects, you know.
For those that don't know how satellite TV porn works, Spanky goes through his satellite television, and he goes to the porno channels, and he reads off the descriptions of what these movies have in store for you. Okay, are you ready, Nikki?
Yes.
Let's.
Well, she don't.
No, she's getting out her lube. She's expecting a very,
no.
She's expecting a very good segment.
No. Strapping on her helmet.
Yeah, she's strapping on the helmet because the doctor warned her she can't get, you know, she can't have any more concussions. She's got to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, you with the concussions. Ay. All right, let's get to it, Spanky. First up,
okay,
for satellite TV porn.
Let's fire this up for this morning. You folks are looking for something to watch at 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Hotties, Plowing All Beavers.
Tell us about Harry Hotties.
That is Harry Beavers on Amateur Hotties getting plowed deep on camera. Close-up views of natural puffy muffs. Now, how could you not want to watch that?
Nikki, you interested in watching some puffy muffs? You interested in watching some puffy muffs?
No.
HR.
No puffy muffs.
HR puffy muffs. That was my favorite. When I was a kid, that was my favorite kid show. HR puffy muffs. Loved it. There was always the magic dildo that the kid would carry in his pocket. It's me, the magic dildo. And it talked. Yeah, it was a wonderful time. With Wedgie Poo. It was a good time. HR Puffy Muffs. Oh, good time. All right, what else is on today, Spanky?
Okay, let's see. Cruising right along, you can go on if you want to watch some skinny swingers,
yeah,
skanks, stuff their holes with strange dongs.
All right.
There's another good one.
The delivery on that was perfect.
What's in that great special, Spanky?
That great special is Swingers Group Groping Features All Skinny Skanks.
Oh, man.
Performing the filthiest act ever recorded.
Do they usually have non-skinny, you know? These must be...
They must. Let me see if I can find a chubby one in here.
These must be super skinny girls or something, because, you know, I don't know what's average anymore. I tell you,
let's see here. Here's one that says, Big Teen Butts Bang the White Girl.
What's going on in this film?
White girls with huge butts held down and pounded wide open.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Okay.
All right. I hope they're consenting.
What else? We've got some Afternoon Delight Erotic Encounters.
All right.
That's perfect for couples. Women with long legs and high heels. There you go. If you worship the high heels and stockings.
Can we go back? What was perfect for couples?
Afternoon Delight, Erotic Encounters.
Oh, right. Oh, so it's a couples movie.
Yeah, it's a couples movie.
All right.
Let's see what else we got here. We got Double D MILFs that like to slurp and swallow foot long. Well, okay.
They always seem to have a lot of MILFs.
We got here to round out the day.
Always seem to have a lot of MILFs in these movies.
Oh, here you go. This one could probably fall back into somebody's category yesterday that had to go to the doctor.
Maybe I'm into this. Let's see.
The hot doctor jerks me.
The what? The hot doctor jerks
me? Hot doctor. Busty doctor squeeze, stroke, suck hard shafts, and test her patient's fertility.
Oh, Lord.
So there's a big, there's a busty doctor.
Yes.
And these guys go in with fertility problems or whatever.
Yeah.
And they go to see the doctor.
And then after that, they shove their monster meat in their dripping hot holes. There you go. That's been Wednesday morning porn.
God. There you go. Satellite TV porn with Spanky.
Only the best.
Yeah. We got to get that monster meat, you know.
Yeah.
He did the monster meat. It was so sweet. It was an afternoon treat. Oh my God. I do love these satellite TV porn. You know, they got to put good descriptions here inviting people to spend money, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh my God. People must watch that. You know?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They must watch it. It seems to
I'm
me if
sure
you want
they
you,
do.
If you want porn though, I mean it's pretty accessible for free. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Porn is I know it makes money. The porno industry makes a lot of money. I just don't know who's spending it. Spank, have you ever paid for porn, you know? I mean...
No.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd pay for it. Even if I was a single guy. Well, I mean, I certainly wouldn't pay for
it's
it now.
All over the internet. For free.
I know. There's no way I'd pay for it now. Like, my wife sees all the bills. She would be like, puffy muffs, what is this?
Yeah. Puffy, what?
Honey, what did you spend $14 on? Puffy muffs? I don't know if it's $14. I'm just making a number, but.
Let's just look it up here.
What is puffy muffs? What are you buying? Oh, I needed some earmuffs for Christmas. But I guess there are guys that need it.
Okay, so here you go. You can get one of these shows.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half.
Okay.
$11.99. $12.
That seems high.
It's a half price hooker.
I don't know.
Are hookers that little? Are hookers $22 or whatever? Yeah. I don't know how good a hooker that'd be. Oof.
Usually ones that go after hookers aren't really concerned on
how. But I mean, who's going to spend $12? Yeah. For an hour and a half to watch Harry Hotties.
Yeah.
With the puffy muff.
Yeah. I mean, is that puffy muff worth $12 is what you got to ask yourself.
And if you're seeing a puffy muff, you're not going to be seeing the muff.
Right. That's true.
Why are you seeing this puffy?
I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, I saw enough puffy muff.
Yeah, I took enough weed eaters on my date.
I do. When I first started dating girls... Well, they really weren't old enough to have any gigantic muff, you know, because it hadn't grown that much. But I do remember by the time I was seeing girls in Texas, that it was you know, they were excuse me,
bless you.
Hey, man, I can't remember. They were actually shaving themselves, you know, and thank God for that. I mean, not all of them. Some of them would let that thing grow and. Oof.
Looks like a wildfire down there.
Yeah. It's crazy. It literally would look like it was an afro in between their legs. It's like I was like an ABA game. It was crazy.
They wear those short hip huggers, and a few of them be hanging out the sides. Yeah.
Even in Texas, I hooked up with a couple girls that was like, "Oh my god, it gets out of control here. Get a razor and clean that up." You know what I mean? Good Lord. I was lucky. My wife never had... Oh, good Lord. Sorry. My wife never had a giant muff, you know. Like, I do remember, like, one time I hooked up with this one girl and actually commented on it, you know. I actually told her that this is too much. You know what I mean? Because it didn't mean anything. I knew that it was going to be a one-time thing with this girl. But it turned out to be more than one. And the next time I saw her, I'm going to tell you what. The next time I saw her, she had shaved herself, you know. Mm-hmm. She left a nice little a nice little landing strip, you know. And thank God. She looked really good. I mean, not to take credit. You know, but she looked a lot better post my telling her. You know what I mean? So I think I did her a favor. But I met my wife after, you know, after that. So I wasn't with her again, but. It seemed like she had, you know, taken care of herself. You know, not to take credit for it, you know. But it was much better.
But was he nice about it?
Well, yeah, I don't think I was. I don't think I was.
Or did you tell her she looked like she had Don King in a headlock?
No, I think I just told her. I think I said, there's a little too much, you know. I let her know that there's a, you know, you got a lot down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said that, you know, who knows me? I might have hinted and passively aggressive, you know, said it too, but I sort of remember being really forward about it. Like,
in a jerky way.
It wasn't jerky. I think I was like, you know, you're a very attractive girl, but with so much hair down, I imagine I probably mentioned that there's just too much hair down there. You should cut that, you know, or else I might've grabbed it and said, boy, I need to cut this, whatever. I said, well, you know, listen,
Donald Trump.
Back then you could
grab her.
No, back then you could, like, there's so much of it that you literally could, you know, that you could grab it. Like, you wouldn't grab it to hurt the person. You would grab it to point out that there's so much, you know. That's what I do. It would point out that it's out of control. So, yeah. So that's what I did, you know.
Okay.
And then I hooked up with her again. Now it was maybe a month later. Well, she actually came by my place one night. You know what I mean? Came looking for me. Yeah. Which is cool. But she showed up. Somebody else was over at my house when she went looking for me. I was like, oh man, you know. But then the next day I went by to apologize, you know. And then we hooked up, and I noticed that she really... And I think that's what she was wanting to show me, you know. I mean, that's what I... In my head, that was the story that was going on. But she... you know. She cleaned up nice. But then I met my wife not long after, so... You know. When that happened, there was no more muff... There's no more muff diving for me. No, there was, you know, Because I went out with my when I went out with my wife, I didn't feel like, you know, seeing anybody else, but I still was. I mean, there's still girls I was see. And then finally, my wife and I were. I distinctly remember this. We were talking at my, I believe it was my apartment, and we were like, you know, I remember saying something similar to whatever you want. Just tell me whatever you want me to do, and I'm fine with it. And I specifically remember my wife saying, "Yeah, I think it's time for you to stop seeing other girls." You know what I mean? And we were dating, and it wasn't long after we dated that we started seeing each other that my wife said, "It's time for you to stop seeing other girls," because I was pretty open about it. You know, when we first met, I was very honest about, "Well, this is what I do," and blah blah blah. Now, I would never tell her that, you know, I was ready to stop seeing other girls because I was in love with her already, you know. But she did tell, and I do remember when she told me that I stopped. But the girl that had recently trimmed was one of those girls that I was seeing, so, you know. So I never got a chance to see if she kept up with it, you know. And now she's as old as, well, she'd be older than, she was older than me then, so God knows how old she is now. Who knows? I hope that she kept it up, you know. You know what I mean? For her own good, I hope she kept up the grooming. Because she was much nicer with the grooming. At least that's my opinion. All right, well, we got almost a good hour and a half today. I think it's probably enough.
Yeah.
Think about it. We got
I need a nap.
Well, I'm sorry you got a concussion by slamming your head in the door. And we talked about President Trump. Now let's move on. And the good news is we can go back to having good times on the show. All right? Let's wrap it up. Spanky, great job today with the satellite TV porn. We like that. Nikki, great job with your concussion and your story of... Oral pleasures while young, and your hickeys. I hope that doesn't happen anymore. We'll be back again tomorrow. Today's what, Wednesday? Oh, my God, we got one more show. Wow. One more show. We got that tomorrow. Definitely join us at 8:30 in the morning for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's wrap it up now. This is the Morning Disaster on morningdisaster.net. Stay tuned for the replay coming your way next.